Hi, this is Daniel Garber of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Does isolation mean alienation, or can it be its cure? This week I'm looking at three movies about people who choose to live their lives in isolated areas. There's an astronaut with a baby in outer space, a girl in a village in rural Quebec, and a lacrosse team in a remote town in Nunavut. A Colony and Une Colonie, directed by Geneviève Dulude de Sel. It's the first day of high school, and Milia, played by Émilie Bière, is overwhelmed. She's a 14-year-old girl from rural Quebec who's used to seeing her mom and dad, her four-year-old sister Camille, played by Irlande Côté, and chickens and cows. But when she gets away, she hides in secret shelters she builds in the woods. But she doesn't know how to handle the noise and stress of her new school and the hundreds of people there. And she doesn't quite understand her history class, history and citizenship class. What does that mean anyway? Luckily, she's offered two paths to follow. Jacinthe, played by Cassandra Gosselin-Pelletier, is sophisticated, sexually active, and popular. She offers to be her friend, to be friends with the pretty and naive Milia, and offers her an exciting life full of lipstick parties, online challenges, and social networking. She sets her up on alcohol-infused dates with strange boys she has nothing in common with, but she also whispers behind her back, spreading rumors that her mother is a stripper. The second path is offered by Jimmy, played by Jacob White Duck Lavoie, a neighbor from the Abenaki Nation. He has strange powers like taming wild animals, as well as a trampoline that he lets Camille, the little sister, bounce on. But he's forced to sit through classes that describe his people as simple savages or people engaged in depraved orgies. He's bullied for not speaking, quote, proper Quebec French, and he hates seeing Milia act like the rest of them, those people who always color within the lines. Can Milia hold on to her idyllic rural life even as she learns to conform and mature? Une Colonie is a wonderfully thoughtful coming-of-age story seen through the eyes of a young woman. It deals with Quebec both as colony and colonizer, and the blurred lines separating the two. It doesn't fully explain everything you see. It lets you make sense of it as the story is revealed through Milia's eyes. Une Colonie won Best Picture and Émilie Bière Best Actress at the Canadian Screen Awards, and rightly so. This is a terrific movie and a first film. The Grizzlies, directed by Miranda de Pansier. It's 2004 in Kuklugtuk, a small village in Nunavut. Russ, played by Ben Schneitzer, is an idealistic but inexperienced high school teacher newly arrived from the South, that's Canada. He starts by meeting his students. There's Kyle, played by Boo-Boo Stewart, who runs away from home each night. Zach, played by Paul Nutarariuk, sorry, who punches him in the face when he tells him to speak English. Spring, played by Anna Lamb, is deeply in love with her boyfriend. And Miranda, played by Emerald McDonald, is silent but observes everything. Russ may speak no Inuktitut, but he can still see a problem, an epidemic of death by suicide. He decides to do something about it, start a lacrosse team. He manages to pull the team together and even gets them a place in the national championships in Toronto. But can the Grizzlies raise the money, convince the local council to support them, and overcome the many social problems they face? Or is he just a fly-by-night white savior from the South, quick to make promises he can't keep? The Grizzlies, based on true story, is a typical sports movie about an unlikely team that tries to overcome its obvious obstacles using heart, grit, and camaraderie. What's different is it's shot in Nunavut, in English and Inuktitut, with a mainly Inuit and Indigenous cast, and it interweaves realistic scenes of actual culture there, from storytelling to eating raw seal meat, along with the dark aspects of their history. Including residential schools. The movie isn't earth-shattering, but Grizzlies is a meaningful movie that's also fun to watch. High Life, written and directed by Claire Denis. It's the future. Monty, played by Robert Pattinson, is a single dad raising an infant girl both at work and at home. Their work and home, though, is a spaceship hurtling towards a distant black hole. How do they get there, and where did the baby come from? Well, through a series of flashbacks, it's revealed what life was like back on Earth and then later on board the spacecraft before present-day spacecraft. It used to be peopled by healthy young astronauts working together both as scientists and as scientific subjects, experimenting and being experimented on. The ship has everything they need: regular video reports sent from Earth, a garden growing succulent fruit and vegetables in a misty arboretum, areas for exercise, space suits for outdoor repairs, and one more thing. There's an orgasmic chamber that spins, throbs, and penetrates anyone needing sexual release. Okay, so they're ruled by a doctor in a white lab coat, played by Juliette Binoche. She dispenses pills in exchange for sperm samples from the men and use of the women's wombs. She calls herself a shaman who wants to create life in outer space. Only Monty, nicknamed the Monk, refuses to participate. But far from placid and cooperative, and the atmosphere on board is one of violence and sexuality that hangs heavily over the voyage. Turns out these astronauts were actually chosen for the good genes, but also because they were in prisons back on Earth where they're serving life sentences for violent crimes. So what happens to all of them? Okay, High Life is an unusual and fascinating space fantasy like none you've ever seen. Far from about flashing lights and lasers and robotic mechanicals, this movie stresses bodily fluids with semen, breast milk, and drool, as well as unexplained pools of milky white discharge spilling out into the metal floors and covering the bodies of the people there. It shifts from sex and violence to warm scenes of family bonding. The cast is uniformly amazing, from the stoic Pattinson to the witch-like Binoche. I've seen it twice now, and I liked it even more the second time. Claire Denis is a genius. The Grizzlies and High Life both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. And A Colony is showing as part of Cinefranco's Tournée du Québec, coming soon. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.